Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Edgar McGuire, who is running for one of the two seats open for election on the Riverside City Council.
You are running for one of the council seats for the Riverside City Council. How about we start off by you telling me a bit about yourself?
Well, I moved into Iowa in 2001, lived in Iowa City. I did move to Riverside just a couple of years ago, so I haven't been there very long, but I absolutely love the city. It's a great small city, and it's nice and quiet, so I like it a lot. I currently own Bootleg and Barzini's liquor store in Coralville, Iowa, and I've been doing that for about 12 years. My wife and I got married 2 years ago. No, last year. And yeah, we bought a nice house out there and just really love the area.
Why have you decided to run for a council seat at this time?
Well, I think from the people, from all the neighbors that I've talked to, from a lot of people that I've talked to, from going to the council meetings, I think there's a lot of improvement that could be done. I think that the city is not growing as fast as I think a lot of people would like. It needs more commercial. It needs to also be a little reserved when it comes to spending. From what I've heard, a lot of people, that is actually the biggest complaint I've heard, is how the city spends money and not in the way that the people want. So I'm a big believer that cities need to be sustainable and you got to grow carefully. And I think a lot of cities across our country grow too fast. And just like business, 60% of businesses closed down last year because they grew too fast. And so I think you have to grow slowly, intelligently, and as careful as possible, and hopefully, you know, not overspend and have such an overhead that's so big that if a few people move out, then everybody's in trouble.
Are there certain issues that you'd like to address or projects you want to work on if elected?
I'm not a big fan of the rec center that they're talking about doing. I think that's really big for the small city that we're at. I know a lot of people were not happy with the concession stand or concession building that they have, that they spent roughly, I've heard numerous numbers, I haven't had a chance to look too into it, but, you know, roughly over $200,000 at least. And a lot of people weren't happy about that. I know that there's, you know, there's a casino there. And I think that we can grow, I think we need to grow more commercial. I mean, there's no offense to Murphy's Restaurant, but there's only one restaurant basically in town. You know, there just needs to be a little bit more things that people can do in the city. And so I think commercial growth is probably one of my big things, residential growth. I know that a lot of people complain that there's nowhere to live in Riverside. Because I own a business, I talk to a lot of people who work at the Riverside Casino, and I ask them, why don't you live in town? Because there's nowhere to live. People do want to move to Riverside. They just can't find anywhere to live there. So I think residential, commercial growth, and then just being a little more reserved with how we spend money in general.
Can you tell me about your experience in the community? Have you volunteered for local organizations in the past or have been elected to office previously?
I have not been elected to any office. You know, when you're self-employed, you hopefully work a lot there. I know a lot of smaller businesses, a lot of the owners will, you know, kind of just hand the keys over to the general manager, but I like to be a little more hands-on, so I still spend about 60 hours, give or take 5-10 hours a week. So I do that a lot. I work a lot. And the little bit of time that I do have, my wife and I spend together and do stuff around the house and stuff like that. But I would love to free up some time and get more involved and do more different things, charity-wise even. So just not there yet.
In closing, is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
Well, for the town of Riverside, I hope that, you know, I've been running around trying to meet as many of you as I can, and hopefully you'll get to know me and be able to see that I think having a business background really helps. I mean, I think it's part of the checks and balances. It's part of making sure that you don't overspend. It's making sure that you can stretch every dollar for as much value that you can get out of it. Also want to bring more businesses to Riverside. I think we could add a few restaurants. I've talked to a couple of restaurants about possibly moving out there. And, you know, I just want to be able to serve you. And I'm not going to agree with everything that you believe or want to do. But I think that hopefully people will be able to trust me to do the right thing that's good for everybody.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Riverside City Council candidate Edgar McGuire. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.